The Scarab Swarmcast is recorded, mixed, and produced at Lord Wellington's Beef Trapeze in Columbia, South Carolina. Mostly. Scarab is the South Carolina area role players and board gamers convention held annually in Columbia, South Carolina on MLK weekend for 4 days. The Scarab Swarmcast podcast is hosted by and features many of the Scarab staff and guests. Views and opinions expressed on this show usually come from a random D20 chart or an FAQ found on the web somewhere, and usually don't reflect anything any sane person would or should think. I'm Toast, your kobold announcer. And now, here's your host, John Middles!
Welcome back. This is part two of our Recorded Live at Scarab episodes. This was recorded on Sunday primarily during the Podcast Mania portion of the schedule at Scarab. At Podcast Mania, we recorded a bunch of stuff for some other podcasts. On this particular segment, I sit down with Jim Ryan from Jim, Yes That Jim. Donald Dennis from all those crazy places that he's at on the internet, my wife Ruby, and Tim Martin is there as well talking about some stuff. But to start off this, we're going to have a very special message from our buddies with the game Hull Breach. Take it away, Todd Holloman. Well, I've got somebody extra special at the booth with me right now. I've got the Admiral of the Fleet, Todd Holloman, with Hull Breach. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. It's a Sunday at a convention. I can't be doing too bad.
I understand that you came here to the booth because you have some important information.
Yes, big news. First of all, I wanted to report that, yes, I'm very happy to say the Scarab Swarm scenario is running beautifully here today. It's an exclusive scenario we just used for this convention and for the Swarmers.
Awesome.
With the success I've had with it today, I'm going to open it up for operatives at places like Firefly and local area game stores to also run that scenario for them. So that's good news in and of itself. But the better news, just released on our Hull Breach Facebook page as well, come this spring, we are going to be officially launching our Kickstarter for the third box set of Hull Breach, In Defiance of Dictators. In Defiance of Dictators is going to add a whole world of new tactics and new things to the game of Hull Breach. 4 more decks to play.
Oh, wow.
And new ships, like trading ships. Other ways to win beyond simply destroying your opponent. Team play may even come in.
Oh, cool.
So lots of big news, and I wanted to get the word out as fast and as far as I can, because keep an eye on Kickstarter. Watch for Hull Breach.
Okay.
We hope to be launching in early spring. I'm hoping for middle March myself, but I haven't got a firm date right this second.
Okay.
But in order to do this, we're going to need everybody's support. I want this game to succeed. Heck, I want this game bigger than Magic. Yeah, I know, it's a high goal.
That sounds excellent to me.
But I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need everybody's help out there to make this thing happen and make this game something we can all enjoy and be proud of.
Definitely. Well, yeah.
I wanted to get the good word out that we are finally at the point where we can move forward and make this thing happen.
That is good news. That's very awesome. So everybody listening to Swarmcast, remember to keep an eye out for the Hull Breach on Kickstarter. It is, what's it called?
In Defiance of Dictators.
Defiance of Dictators.
Yes, we've already had the corporate wars, we've had loyalty and vigilance, and now we are in defiance of dictators.
Very awesome. Yes. Very cool. And for people in the local area, be on the lookout for that, the Swarm.
I'm hoping
scenario.
To have a whole bunch of people running it down here as soon as I can.
That sounds great. Well, thank you, Todd. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of your Scarab.
I plan on it.
It is day 3 of
Scarab. I've heard
Scarab.
Your show before. Of course this is going to be on.
No, I'll edit some of this out. This is day 3.
He doesn't edit the Scarabs.
The Scarabs. So, yes, again, day 3, which if you're counting means 9 at this point, I guess, of Scarab. And I'm here in the podcast mania section, which I think the mania part might be a little bit closer to home.
He's being abused by all of his friends.
So sitting around the table with me now, so I don't get criticized, I'll go and introduce everybody this time. We have no particular... Oh, thank you for holding your badges out. We have Donald Dennis, blah, 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 also known as Tim Martin.
The zombie guy.
My wife, Ruby.
Hello.
Who I'll just introduce because she's eventually going to just show up. And Jim. Yes, that Jim, Ryan.
Hello.
You guys all have some sort of note or import. Where can...
Wow.
If people...
I
didn't mean that to be condescending. Wait,
do I have note or import? I'm not
first one, then the other?
I think the listener... First one, then the other. There you go. So if people were going to stalk you guys around the internet, where would they stalk you guys? Or better yet, where would you want them to stalk you?
Nice poll.
My preferred stalking zone is jimyesthatjim.com. And that has links to all my various other media and podcast things and audio experiments and what have you.
And I'm Donald Dennis. You can find me all over the wilds of the internet as Walspio, or also on Twitter as OnBoardGames. I am the mad genius behind the OnBoardGames podcast, the Games in Schools and Libraries podcast, and I help Eric out with the On Roleplaying Games podcast. So you can find me there for InverseGenius.com.
How did you come up with that name, the handle, Walspio?
Walspio?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want...
Short version's okay.
It's the letters to Seawolf all mixed up.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But there's a story, but it's, you know, don't tell me your role-playing stories kind of story.
Okay. So. What are we telling people again? Oh, where we can find each other. Okay.
Of note and import.
If there's...
I'm all over...
Said
I'm all over the Scarab Facebook groups and the Swarmcast. I'm actually an admin on the Swarmcast Facebook group as well, and sometimes take over and pretend to be John. If it's not capitalized or properly punctuated, it's probably me. If it's properly punctuated and capitalized, it's probably John.
If you see an Oxford comma, it's probably me.
You're in the Oxford comma team, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You're one of them folks.
I married well.
Fair enough.
I used to wear Oxford cloth shirts all the time.
I went to Oxford once, and they kicked me out. I don't know why.
Don't stand on the grass.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's
right. What about you, Tim?
I am most commonly found on the Scarab Swarmcast as a random person. I do have a YouTube channel that I do playthroughs of, but I haven't done anything with that in a year, so that wouldn't be very good.
So just forget he said that.
Yeah, just forget everything I just said. No. I'm not even here.
Who are you? No. Yeah. So go back and look at your stuff. Is your stuff still on there, though?
It's still on it.
Okay.
Dyslexic zombies, they want Brian's.
Speaking of which, I almost always end up spelling the name Brian as brains.
There's a little bit of irony in there somewhere. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably already know where to find me.
Where, John?
Right here, Tim. Right here.
Oh, there you are.
On this...
Can we go to iTunes and subscribe?
You sure can. You can subscribe on iTunes or even on Stitcher Radio.
I know another Stitcher, you must be important. Place you can be found out on the internet, but I'm not going to give it away.
FetLife.com.
I don't know if I want to know.
Well, now I'm even more concerned.
A little bit of background. John went to the College of Charleston, and he majored in English. And it's a little known fact by most people that John likes to write. He's part of the thing that he's a gamer as well. He's very creative. He usually writes little game blurbs and intros.
You seem concerned. You seem confused.
Well, no, actually.
But there's a super secret place out there, and I'm not going to tell where. But John has written some poetry.
Ooh.
And it's published in various places.
Awesome.
That would explain the Oxford comma.
There is.
Poems, John? Really? I'm disappointed.
Okay, it's from college, but still.
Oh, well, anybody can be excused for what they did in college.
But it's out there.
I was young. I didn't know what I was doing.
It is out there on the internet. It is
rhyming schemes seem like a good idea.
Got a lot of taking hits of iambic pentameter.
But I'm not telling anyone where.
Once go iambic, you never go back.
That's true.
It would be interesting
print that
if any,
t-shirt up.
You know, if anyone could find it, I think it would be worth something special. From the podcast.
Worth the prize.
Sure.
You want to add that to your scavenger?
Sure, here we go.
I'll tell you what, John. If anybody can figure it out, I will give them a free pass into ShushCon, the Paul's Island Library.
Oh, no, we're not laughing. That's a serious
thing. It is.
Yeah, so here, this is the part of the show where we introduce random contest. Yes, find the website where I apparently have random poetry.
Oh,
and
you know where it is.
Donald Dennis will give you a free pass into ShushCon at Polly's Island. When is that convention?
It's the second weekend of March. I think it goes over the 10th. I don't know. It's the second weekend of March.
Second weekend of March, folks. Mark it on your calendars. Okay. Mark it on your friends' calendars. Mark it on random strangers' calendars.
Scroll on bridges.
Shout it from the heavens. Shout it to the heavens. Okay.
Tattoo it in your forehead.
Friday the 11th, Saturday the 12th, and Sunday the 13th.
Yes. So you missed the itis of March.
I did. And so that's ShushCon at the Polly's Island Library, a free convention, and you can earn a free pass to it.
Dun, dun, dun. Yes, do it now.
That's daylight savings weekend, actually.
Oh, goody. Yeah.
Okay, so.
So we lose an hour.
Yes.
Oh. So here's a trend I've noticed.
How'd you lose an hour? Okay. I went to ShushCon.
Here's a trend I've noticed. There were for a while, there seemed like there were a lot of conventions we were going to.
Yes.
And the big ones always seem to be right on one of those daylight savings days.
Hmm. It's rough.
Yeah.
The fall back one's not so bad.
Yeah, as you get next round.
Kicking the ghoulies.
Yeah.
It's hell for scheduling, though.
So since yours is on
like,
one of those,
well, is it really at 10 or is it really at 1 a.m. or is it at midnight or is it?
Well, fortunately, our library closes down at 10 p.m. so we won't have that problem.
But yep.
And the good thing about gamers is they tend to be kind of up on that, or if they have one, you know, a cell phone,
electronic device.
A cell phone's up on that at the very least.
And we don't mind living through the same hour twice. Yeah. It's all part of the Doctor Who roleplay.
There you go. It's all timey-wimey stuff.
He tried to run that game for. A convention. What?
I did try running that Adventures in Space and Time in a
That sits on our shelf now.
This is why we need a show schedule so that we know what we're actually supposed to be talking about.
This is just for fun.
Well, you know, maybe next year.
I've never seen somebody look so dubiously at a microphone before, John.
I'm not sure what it's going to do. I'd better look at it a little bit.
You may or may not believe this, little insight behind the scenes, but John usually actually does have an agenda thing when he sits down with people to record at home and, you know.
But not at Scarab.
Not at Scarab. Because it's kind of
the scarab happens.
Oh, yeah, and then he brings out the cattle prod and shocks
you. Oh, yeah, you were going to tell the cattle prod story.
Yeah,
the whole reason that we turned this on.
Yeah, so a request came out for me to tell the cattle prod story. Which has nothing to do with role-playing games.
Does not.
Or board games. Or any type of games.
It's a game.
And you games.
Sure, we'll say it's a game.
Or it's role-playing, one of the two.
Oh, my. So for a while there, I was living out in a. I have no idea what you just said, so it doesn't matter. So for a while there, I was living out in Camden, South Carolina, and they, there was this tractor supply place that was opened up right next to the Kmart that was there. I put the word "the" in front of it because it's Camden, South Carolina, so it's the Kmart.
The Kmart.
I would have to go in there every now and then to pick up things for my parents' farm, like corn, to feed the goats, because they had goats.
Pet food,
yeah, pretty much. And I remember walking down one of the aisles, because it was set up kind of like a Kmart, where you have the different aisles with all the products, and I walked down this one aisle, and I see all these cattle prods, and they're all there, they're not shrink wrapped or put into little plastic containers.
Not protection.
They're just hanging from the racks, and I'm looking at it and I go, surely they wouldn't just put a live cattle prod on one of these racks. So I pick one up, And cattle prods are forked, and they have two little contact points. So I put one finger on one, one on the other, and I give it a good squeeze, and...
Wow.
And, I go, and then I go, yes, they would. Put live cattle prods just right on the rack.
I've got to get to Tractor Supply.
So, fun thing to do, get a bunch of...
We learn more and more about John every time you turn in the mic.
Because gamers will do this. They'll just be driving around in their car late at night with all their friends in the car, you know, looking for that one place that still has some slushies to drink. Yeah. We have all been there.
Yes, we do travel. When gamers travel in packs, basically.
Convince your friends, hey, let's go mess around in that Tractor Supply place. and then go, hey guys, watch this. And
cattle prod fights.
There you go. Yes. Oh, cattle prod fight broke out in the
new event for next year.
No, Tim.
Kids welcome.
Ruby said no. She said no, and then her eyes got big, and you could see the maybe kind of.
It's like we're doing Johann Sebastian Joust, but with cattle prods.
It's cattle prods.
John is surprised.
So in your Pendragon game, when people are jousting.
electric lances.
Oh my.
Pendragon 2300.
Yeah.
Wow. I think
that sounds awesome, actually.
Wasn't there a cartoon based on?
There was a Camelot 3000, I think.
Yeah, I remember that.
Something like that, yeah.
Divergent number one. All right.
Number one.
One team.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, so is everybody having? Has everybody been having?
Welcome back. Hi.
This pause in recording brought to you by day three of the convention.
Yeah. Yes.
So have you guys been having fun at this little convention that we decided to have here in Columbia, South Carolina?
Yes, I have been having the fun.
You've been having the fun?
Yes.
Fun has been having me.
Oh my.
Ooh.
Yes, I enjoy very much all the organizational stuff, and then I like to hear how much people like it, so I'm great.
The organizational stuff.
Well, this year's project for me is I created a booklet for our board game library because it's just so big, and usually it's just like thrown on the back tables behind people, and people come up and are like, well, what do you have? And we're like, well, and... We start rattling things off, and they get this glazed look in their eyes and wander off. So I created a little booklet with pictures and names and things like that. And then I also brought our shelves from our storage unit and alphabetized everything. I told you, I'm into this organizational thing.
Here's what you can do, is you can go create a Board Game Geek account just for Scarab, put in all the games there, and then say, check this out, and on a tablet or something, and then that way someone could steal your tablet.
Awesome idea. But
no. That sounds like an excellent game.
You hook the tablet up to a cataprod. So when they touch it.
It's a capacitive touch screen.
Oh, well then.
I already get zapped enough almost every time I get out of the car. I'm getting shocked.
It's because he's standing there with a cataprod.
Oh, is that what it is?
You did your cataprod energy.
I stay away from cattle prods.
So that's how you got your superpower. That's
that would explain the hair last night.
Yeah.
Name is superpowers ever.
So
what about you, Tim? Have you?
Yes, I've had fun.
Cool. What type of fun have these guys been having? Write down an index card, send it to the Scarab Swarmcast or nearest trash can, and you may win a prize.
A free pass to ShushCon.
There you go. Free pass to ShushCon. No, but seriously, I know they could probably go to some other podcast and hear about what type of fun you guys are having, but I'd rather them hear it here. And your podcast. So what?
Excellent.
Who's starting? Point at someone, and they will talk. And they will talk.
Whoa!
That was a nice fall.
Gravity.
I'll start with the floor. So I'll start with Tim.
Yay!
Tim, what type of as they say in paranoia, hot fun have you been having?
I got to play some Rock Band. That was pretty cool. Play some the Star Wars RPG, the new one. not to copy D21. I don't like
to. Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, let's not polarize anybody.
You might actually get to play Shadows of Esturn if you're willing to take care
if
you, of
if you don't mind.
Yes.
I might do that because I actually wanted to play that, but I, you know, being the good person I was, I was like, well, I'll let the Star Wars game get made.
Well, it's deep sigh.
Yeah, that's right. You were
content. But I helped a game make.
I had to play Star Wars, you know, the game, of, you know, the thing I've been interested in since I was born.
It must have been so hard for you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, fine. Give me a blaster. All
right, let's spin the wheel around. Jim, what about you? What about you? I had to point it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that now that I know that I was the Jim designated.
Because there are so many
Because there's
gyms
so many of
them
here.
Room.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
Spoiler of the gyms.
Strangely enough, yes, that's
Tim's right.
That's why I'm that Jim. branding! Okay. strangely enough, yes, I... It is.
Branding!
The next time we have to take a hill, we draw our swords and yell, branding!
I'm sorry, I did not mean to interrupt you.
With our shields, with our various patches on it from the different companies we represent.
You look like NASCAR. NASCAR Vikings.
NASCAR Knights. NASCAR Knights, coming soon to a network near you. So, yes, I strangely enough, I got to play Shadows of Esturin. and Tim did not.
Do not say Esturin.
Esturin.
Estrogen.
I was going to say, don't accidentally call it Shadows of Estrogen.
That's an entirely different game that people play daily. No.
Oh, my.
No, I got to play in that same room where Tim did not get to play Shadows of Esturin.
What room was that?
This was the VIP GM room, I believe. Is
or
that right?
We like to call it GM Cult Storage.
Yes, yes. Which strangely enough and conveniently enough was in the hotel where I'm staying, so that was fun.
Oh no, I was thinking it was over there.
No.
You're thinking of phase two of the Iron GM challenge, which is you have to GM in the really cold room.
You didn't take the first round of games, so we're lowering the temperature by 20 degrees.
It's like, Donald, you're in the noisy room because you're in round one. Everyone else is in the cold room who's in round two.
Cool. So I had fun with that. And then I also, yesterday I got to try 13th Age. I'd never played it before. I had a lot of fun with that, too.
So speaking of the Shadows of Esturin, and they were one of our big sponsors this year.
Oh, cool.
In the first 100 pre-reg bags is their zero book,
the
prelogue book for their game. So has a bit of an ad for their game, but it has background and pre-generated characters and stuff.
Oh yeah,
like
no,
that.
They handed out.
Extras.
They gave us
swag.
They gave us the prologue book. We
yes.
played the prologue.
This was in
scenario.
Case those people weren't first 100s as well, so we had separate set out for you guys.
Okay,
totally forgot they were a sponsor. I should not have made fun of them. I apologize. You great people, we love you.
They're very French.
Oh well, then hugs to you.
Yeah,
the French people hug a lot, right?
Dang man.
They
well,
can.
I know a little bit of French. A little bit.
Oh, dear.
That's about it.
All right, so he said pushing it forward. What about you, Donald?
I've been trying to run a lot of games here. Many games I've had no previous experience with. I was like, I will run this game at a con because I want to push myself. Maybe I shouldn't have done that the first year. I was doing the Iron GM competition as a player.
It's perfect.
But, you know, what the heck, right? And so I've got to play some systems or run some systems that I had not experienced before I signed up to run them. And that's been fun. And I had people drive in from another state just to play in one of my games. And I've never seen players prepare so thoroughly for a zombie apocalypse. They showed up with backpacks full of survival gear, including rope and food and all.
Because really?
I told, in the description, I said, you only have what you have at the table. Maybe stopping by the deals room and buying that replica weapon wasn't such a bad idea. Or maybe buying that copy of the Necronomicon from that shifty dealer in the dealer's room wasn't such a bad idea, depending on which session they were looking at. And so they came loaded for bear.
Wow, that's amazing.
They brought bows,
but
they couldn't bring in the
arrows. Did anyone get pictures of this?
It was one of the guys was still here. They're still at the con, but it was they brought in backpacks and they had a whole bunch of Nerf weapons. And they said this symbolizes a real weapon. I'm like, not to me, but whatever.
Yeah.
And so
I'm glad they didn't bring in real, you know.
Right. I mean, they showed
because we do have a policy about weapons.
They followed specifically the policy, so they brought in the bow, which they could have, but they didn't bring in arrows.
Yes.
You know, and so when they raided Walmart during the thing, they cleaned them out of arrows. It was sad, glorious, all at the same time. So that's what I've been doing is coping with Power Gaming Munchkins, who basically made this one of the funnest weekends that I've had role playing in a long, long time.
Wonderful.
Well, cool. If you bring that back next year, that may or may not make it onto the scavenger hunt. Then mm-hmm. we'll definitely get pictures of it.
We do try to put really interesting things on the scavenger hunt, and we try to highlight things that we know that we want people to see. Like, on purpose, we have here, last year we put pictures of our vendors. You know, you got points per vendor that you got. Well, they were standing across the room taking a picture of a vendor, and you couldn't tell what it was. So this year, it's purposely yourself in front of the vendors. So, you know, we learn a little with it, but we like to do that. And we have one of the picture of the outside of the Medallion Center. And we like interesting games and stuff like that, so... Oh, we like to surprise people, too, because we don't usually tell, especially any of the staff members, if they're on there. We don't tell them if they're on there and why they're on there or how much they're worth. They have to steal the list from someone.
Not how much the gamers
are worth. No, that's the point.
What is your value?
We refuse to tell you how much you're worth.
Dell's worth negative $250. What the heck? Oh. You meant points. Never mind.
So, wait, that means he'll pay us? I like the sound of this. Well, I'm going to point at you now, Ruby.
Oh, what was the question?
All right.
You already answered it, actually.
So, you so now I'll point at
scavenger
you.
Scavenger hunt.
Wow. I guess I'll point at myself.
Well, I'm sitting here storing the scavenger
hunt. That's true.
So that's kind of on my mind.
I've enjoyed everything that I've been a part of this weekend so far. That includes the VIP GM room, the Scarabrain GM contest, randomly walking around, talking to people, acting like an idiot. Them, not me.
It's all about the hair.
It's all about the hair. Yeah.
By the way, that was a nice candy floss wig you had on yesterday.
Well, thank you. This is actually the first convention that I've dressed in a costume for.
This is technically my second or third, but the first time for Scarab.
I guess intentionally dressed in costume.
Very
green.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just sort of happens.
Have you ever been to a con and someone walked up to you and go, "Hey, that's a nice," and they name some character costume, and you go, "What?"
Who? I don't know.
Oh, okay. So there was this guy walking around. He's got this vest on, and he's got these cargo shorts on, and he walks by the table, and I go, "You know, you kind of look like the guy from The Big Lebowski. We do have a costume contest." And he looked at me strange, like, "What? What do you mean?" And he looks down at his vest and everything. He's like, "Oh my gosh, I do." And I was like, "You just get some glasses on and say a certain catchphrase that I'm not going to repeat right now."
Oh, wow.
So I'm surprised. He came in here. I'm surprised he didn't.
As many costumes as we've seen over the course of the weekend, which has been great. It's been the most we've seen. We only had 9 entries into the costume contest.
So I should have brought my steampunk hat and done myself up, and so I could have gotten the eternal membership.
I'm steampunk Donald Dennis.
Actually, and we totally tell people if you want to do it as a group, you're fine to, but you got to split the prize. It's kind of hard to split an eternal membership and a pass, but, you know, they can work it out. They said they'd fight it out.
Which is our next contest.
There's going to be a little
cosplay
oil.
Fighting.
But anyway, but Sarah, Joe, and the Pharaohs, Anubis, the undead sexy
that's the name
mummy,
of their band?
And the Pharaohs.
Sarah,
won.
Joe, and the Pharaohs coming up next. With their big hit, "Baby, I Got You Under Wraps." Write a song for Sarah, Joe, and the Pharaohs and send it to
John
Swarmcast at scarab.com. Yeah. Throw some hyphens in there, you'll be good to go. winners of that contest will receive a free pass to ShushCon.
And we'll get their song made by the talented John Maynard.
Sure, we'll get that song out there. I'll do it. Someone writes some good lyrics for that. I'll do it.
I'll
get Tim to work on some music for me.
Yeah, you had fat beats.
And then we'll put it out there.
Larry, I've committed to something that I know will never pay off. But if it does, I'll still have fun.
I break out the Casio keyboard and hit the funky button.
Excuse me, after you write a song now.
All the mummies in there. Okay, see, I want to give away the good stuff. Okay, so...
No fear there.
That hurts because it's true. Okay, So
we've got about 10 more minutes left.
So is there anything else anybody wants to say about Scarab? Anything they're getting ready to do, they're looking forward to doing for the rest of the day? I'll point in random directions, starting with Jim.
It's today. I'm actually going to be playing in your fiasco game, sir, Mr. Dennis.
Our fiasco game.
Yeah, it's never one person's fiasco.
That is true. Fiasco belongs to everyone, really.
Like it should, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. I'm definitely looking forward to fiasco stuff, but for upcoming things, I think if you have fun sort of stressing yourself out as a GM and well, that's the wrong way to put it, but you know, trying to polish your game as a GM, then you should contact John and get in on his Iron GM thing next year, because the hour before you start running is the most chaotic, and I could do this or I could do that, and midway through you're running, you're like, oh, I forgot to mention any of these elements, maybe I should actually put them in the game. And so that was a lot of fun. It was very interesting, and using the AEG story card, fairy tale cards, you know, sort of helped push the plot along and made you feel less like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And it combined with your other elements. I thought that you should do that. Come and play with us and be a GM, because we need more people to do it. Either be players or GMs in the Iron GM competition.
Note on that is every year it's just a little bit different. Last year it was Rory Story Cubes instead of the
Once Upon a Time cards.
And there were different elements. You actually pushed something that we were going to do for next year when you mentioned the Adventure Sense. John started looking into it, and he's like, huh, next year I think I might do like the Five Senses or the whatever senses.
And Ruby said, don't put taste in there.
Don't put taste in there, you know.
Make it tasteless.
That's right.
But
and my games always are, so that's why.
But you know. Because of you and your contact with Adventure Sense, and they contacted John and stuff like that, we kind of scrambled and made it happen this year instead of next year. And I think it turned out pretty well.
So how much did you have to change the bags of stuff that you were doing based on the fact that this was going to happen? Like, did you already have something else fixed up, and then you changed it, or did it? Or is it something you sort of have ideas for, and then at the relatively last minute
Correct.
You compile
the last
it?
Two weeks last 2 weeks or so, we usually
so,
get
Oh, so
together.
You found out just about right at the time where you start assembling the
Right.
Bags.
Right.
We
right.
have ideas, and we kind of stock and scope out things and price it out and, you know, think, oh, well, this might be good. And we change our minds back and forth, and then... So it turned out pretty well.
Nice. Yeah, I think it worked well.
No, the reason we couldn't have taste is we're in the convention center and there's no outside food or drink. And so we didn't include taste because we weren't about to go over and purchase food for...
And I guess I could have bought a random... Here's a bag of Cheetos to work into your game.
One bag, you know.
One bag.
No
one bag.
Well, actually, you know, you could have given them one of the little... The GM Scarab dollar things that the GMs get.
Yeah, that's true. And they could have...
And they said, you know, you can only use this at the vending thing, and they got to pick from that whole plethora of the stuff.
Of
any other dollar items.
You know, what you do is you get a bag of Skittles, and then you separate all the colors, and then you give each GM one color.
No, then you got to touch it.
One of these Skittles has been licked.
The same reason I don't use gummy bears for my miniature.
We used to play the game Mystery Chip with our Game & Creep. Yes, we did.
We used
you
to joke
may,
about it. I never
you
played Mystery
have.
Chip.
Oh, dear God.
You may never have known you were playing.
Mystery Chip is you take one chip out, you lick it, put it back in the bag, check out the bag.
I'm glad I'm not actually moving to Columbia now. no. I would get a real thing of the Jelly Belly jelly beans, and I would mix in two packs of the Birdie Bots every flavored jelly bean.
Oh, nice.
Because when I did just the Jelly Bellies, the kids in the library would just clear the bowl out. I was like, oh, we'll fix this. So I mixed
it in.
First time they get the vomit flavored jelly bean, it's all over.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, what is this? Like, that's a cue, you should slow down.
you, Tim? Any last thoughts or things you're looking forward to?
Blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah.
Not really. I'm just going to wing it and see what goes on and what games I can join.
Cool. What about you? Well, she's a scavenger hunt. That's what she's going
to
say.
She's looking forward to being done with the scavenger hunt.
Well, cool.
Packing up the board game library.
Packing up the board game. Yeah. What are you looking forward to? Get packing up everything and leaving.
No. Sleep. No, because then I get to hear more praises of how wonderful I set things up.
Yes.
Well, that works.
What?
Yes. John, put these on the shelves in alphabetical order. Not those shelves. I know you're at E right now, but... All right. Well, thank you guys. Thank you for coming into this almost random room and on talking about random stuff.
Thank you, sir.
So if you wondered where the swarm is going to be in the next couple of months, well, here's the lowdown on a few of the different places. A handful of us will be at GnomeCon in Savannah, March 4th through 6th. We will be at ShushCon down near Myrtle Beach, March 11th through 13th. Del Collins is probably going to make an appearance at Nauticon in Athens, Georgia, March 18th through 20th. XCon in Myrtle Beach on May 20th through 22nd. We'll be at Con Carolinas June 3rd through 5th in Charlotte. Or some of us will be up in Origins, which is June 15th through 19th. Del Collins is going to make an appearance at PaizoCon May 27th through 30th in Seattle. And I think that's about it for now. One last really important thing. We may or may not be having a game day March 19th at Firefly Toys and Games. That is still up in the air. If you're interested in having a game day with Scarab folks, let it be known on our Facebook page. All right, happy gaming.
That's it. That's the end of this episode of the Scarab Swarmcast. If you liked this, or even if you didn't, feel free to send us an email at swarmcast@scarab.com. That's S-C-A-R-A-B. Lots of little dashes in there. Or you can leave us a message on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook. If you want us to read any of your comments on the show, let us know. Hey, subscribe to our show. Check out the show on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. Or you can grab that new RSS feed from our website. You can get our website off of Facebook or off of Scarab's website. It's all a bunch of internet flibbity-jibbity. So, until next time, when you think of Scarab's Wormcast, think of this podcast. And when you think of toast, think of me!
Music on the Scarab Swarmcast is by iFightDragons at iFightDragons.com, MC Lars at MCLars.com, and Midnight Syndicate at MidnightSyndicate.com.
Bust it! Should I kick it? You say the 90s went away, not as if they're here to stay. Hey, Crystal, Pepsi, and Bubble Tape, loving those push pops, Jerry and Grape. Olestra and mini discs are all that in a bag of chips. OJ Simpson got in trouble, but the glove didn't fit. Think about it, they had to acquit. These blue M&Ms will make you fat. This Thighmaster will handle that. Throwing pogs at these fart knockers, who diss my Beanie Babies and baggy pants, and why? Hypercolor shirts are fly, trying to figure out this magic eye. No chumps in my social circle, Slater's that. No screeches or Urkel. Swing. Check the babe with the scrunchie in her hair. Clearly Canadian, my Lennis in there. I just stopped watching Full House. Got Ninja Turtle toys and a ring pop in this my mouth. This champ's Titanic. Do the Humpty dance. It's hard to do splits in these backwards pants.
Wave your snap bracelets high like you just don't care. We bring the 90s back for party people everywhere. I'm a kid of the 90s, so talk to the hand. And get jiggy mad crazy, that's the plan, my man. On ABC, dinosaurs, Ben and Stimpy, Windows 95 on my PC, to beat Rodney King, we did the Macarena, Bill Clinton got down, how do you explain a stain like that to the Congress and world, Tanya Harding was an American girl, just like Beavis flipped the channel, Black Hole Sun, Snoop Dogg and Flannel, the youth was Sonic like a Genesis game, Be Real Now was my brain insane, couldn't break it down but I made it happen, with my fresh old school 90s rapping, my friend Gary committed Harry Carey, what's going on like Linda Perry, wave your snap bracelets high like you just don't care. We bring the 90s back for party people everywhere.
That's the plan, my man.
Before the decade turned, .com, got gone, got crashed,
got burned,
Kosovo crushed,
Special K, strobe lights, night and day, Silicon Valley, tech boom bust,
the century's end, how lucky for us, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Y2K, the world blew up, but I had a time machine. I went back 10 years, everything is peachy keen. Now I'm 8 years old again, and I'm in the second grade. So bring that chorus back, because the 90s had it made.
Wave your snap bracelets high, like you just don't care. We bring the 90s back for party people everywhere. I'm the kid of the 90s, so talk to the hand. And get jiggy, mad, crazy, that's the plan, my man. Wave your snap bracelets high, like you just don't care. We bring the 90s back for party people everywhere. I'm a kid of the 90s, so talk to the hand. And get jiggy, mad, crazy, that's the plan, my man.
Yo, yo, this is my party song. I hope you had a good time partying to this song. Also hope that you're enjoying the old school rap music. Please don't sue us if your name is Young MC.